And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. I am Fred Ronstadt.
You are?
Yes, I am. And I'm here with...
your little brother, Jeff. How you doing, everybody? I hope you're having a safe ride home or...
Heading to the polls.
Heading to the polls. Well, hopefully you've been to the polls.
Yeah, you know, we are an apolitical program, but we do encourage people to express their...
Get out and vote.
That's right.
Get out and vote. You can't complain if you don't vote.
Now, the irony of today's show is we're going to be talking about Day of the Dead, which is, you know, sort of akin to today because people will, you know, a lot of folks think that
politicians... Where are you going with this, Fred?
The politicians are, you know, dead, brain dead.
Are evil.
Are evil, but, you know, we do encourage people to vote.
And but vote. However, being a an ex-politician, Fred...
Yeah, I'm a recovering... hello, my name is Fred. I'm a recovering politician.
Ah, you're doing very well on it, too. Very well. I know there are a lot of people out there going, hey, is your brother going to run for mayor? Is your brother going to run for mayor?
No, we don't talk about that
stuff. Well, and I'm like, no, are you kidding me? 8 years was enough for the poor guy. Just beat to a pulp.
Yeah, that's right.
And look at you now.
Yeah, just I'm on a radio show. But I guess this is the graveyard for ex-politicians.
How was that?
Well, there's some article in the Star about, or maybe it was the Weekly, I can't remember, about how the ex-famous are now heading to radio.
Well, yeah, there are quite a few ex-politicians at this station, aren't there? Wow. Isn't that true, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. And, of course, we want you to support our sponsors. Please frequent them as often as you can. And they include Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Five Star, Pest Terminators, our friend Shelby Hawkins over there, Temco Air Environmental, Arizona Health, Casa de la Luz Hospice. Who else am I missing? Come on.
H&S Estate Gardening.
That's right. Ben and Evelyn over at H&S. But I was really going for your friends at?
Ronstadt Insurance.
All right. Ronstadt Insurance. So anyhow.
And actually, you can see all of our sponsors, and we have links to all their websites on our personal electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show, which is fredandjeff.com. And you can listen to past shows. You can check out who's going to be here next week. And
actually, we're pretty much booked up on our shows all the way through the end of the year, aren't we?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be really cool. And maybe a little teaser. At the end of the year, you know, the last show is right between Christmas and New Year's,
right?
So in preparation for New Year celebrations, we're going to have a...
Wait. We can't... You know what? I haven't confirmed with the location yet.
Well, okay.
So we could at least tell people what the theme is going
to
be.
The theme is where to enjoy an adult libation on New Year's Eve responsibly.
The greatest Tucson dive bars. It's going to be a great show. So we're looking forward to that. And have we confirmed the December 7th show?
Not yet. But
all right. So we have a lot of people lined up. We're just waiting for them to say, yes, we can make it on that date.
That's right.
All right, perfect.
But we do. We can confirm, I believe, November 30th, we're going to be at Fire Station Number 1 downtown talking to a lot of firefighters about the history of firefighting in Tucson, Arizona.
Great.
The fire department has a ton of history, a lot of stories from the old timers. We're going to have a lot of them there talking about fire experiences in Tucson.
That'll be great. That'll be a great story, a great show.
Yeah, and let's see. We have the show with the guy with the face.
The guy with the face?
Yeah. You know, actually, we're going to have there's some nonprofit stuff coming up. Sensational Settings, which is a nonprofit that supports St. Luke's Home for Men for the elderly.
Right, right.
We're going to be talking with them. They have this huge group event coming up called Sensational Settings, a big auction wine tasting.
Right.
They have food from all sorts of restaurants that show up and provide a really nice experience for folks who want to support St. Luke's.
Well, you know, and that you bring up a good point there by bringing up St. Luke's and the Sensational Settings is we often try to remind everybody about what we've talked about in the show in the past. And we had Ray Carroll on a couple of weeks ago, and he reminded everybody about the party that the Boys and Girls Clubs had downtown. That happened last weekend, and I guess it was just a huge success. So they had almost 3,000 people there listening to the Bare Naked Ladies, and I've heard they raised plenty of money to keep those kids off the street. So good for those guys at the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Absolutely. And you know, the theme of the show, we celebrate the people, places, the history, the events in Tucson and Southern Arizona that make this place just a spectacular location to
place to live. Absolutely.
Hang your shingle, hang your hat.
Raise your kids.
Raise your kids. Grow roots. You know, we can go down the list of all sorts of silly.
What are you trying to say, Fred?
You know, I need a thesaurus. I complain about this like every few weeks. I say,
I like how you get going. You get going, you get going, and then you kind of go, Peter, 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 Peter.
Well, it just stops. It just stops.
You look at me like, what am I talking about?
I'm waiting for you to help me out. So, you know, we can continue on with all sorts of cliches, but, you know, Tucson is the best place in the world to be living.
Absolutely.
And we like celebrating all the great things about it.
And we've got a million stories to be told. So right after this break, we are going to start with a little bit of an update on Tucson Comic Con and then get into
the Day of the Dead.
There you go. So we'll see you in a minute.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do.
What are some of the simple ways five-stars treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Welcome back to the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
How are you doing out there, everybody?
And we're celebrating all sorts of fun things that make Tucson a wonderful place. And do visit us at our electronic companion, which is fredandjeff.com. And also, if you are interested in getting our weekly newsletter, send us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and we'll get you on the list. You'll get all sorts of fascinating information, a beautiful weekly newsletter with a gorgeous picture of Fred and Jeff done by a local comic book artist.
That's right. That's right. Which leads us to one of the updates. So this Saturday at the Hotel Arizona is the third annual Tucson Comic Con. And if anybody was listening to one of our earlier shows, we had a ton of artists on when we were at Charlie's Comic Books. Well, this is the event that they were talking about. So this coming Saturday, if you're looking for something fun to do, go downtown, Hotel Arizona. If you want more information on the Comic-Con, go to TucsonComic-Con.com. And we'll have a link on it on our website after today's show.
Yeah, there will be a link on the podcast. And we invite you to call Charlie.
Oh, yeah, call Charlie at Charlie's Comics. He is the Yoda of comics in Tucson.
The Yoda?
Yeah, he was telling me a great story the other day where one of the guys that was instrumental in starting the comic book or this Comic-Con, the first one he did, he didn't have a lot of opportunity to talk to the press, didn't do much on Facebook, MySpace, all the kind of things to get people excited to come down to the Comic-Con. So
it was him and his mother.
Is him and his sister and his brother.
Sort of like our program.
Yeah.
Mom listens. And
you know what? Mom's going to get upset at you for saying that. So come on. I think she's got some of her stitching bitch friends listening now, too.
Okay. Well, so the audience is up to five.
Exactly.
We have five listeners. Thanks, right. Mom.
So anyhow, they said, hey, you got to go down and talk to Charlie Harris at Charlie's Comics because he's the guy that knows all the people in the media to get this thing going. And sure enough, this being the third one, they're expecting like three or four times the amount of people to show up to this event than they had last year. And last year was a rousing success.
Well, weren't you saying that since the inception this year, they anticipate like a 500% increase?
Something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And you know, and comic books they're much more widely accepted than they used to be when we were younger adults.
Well, I mean, you see all the movies being made.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the graphic novels are sort of mainstream now.
Absolutely. You've got Iron Man coming out, or you've got Iron Man, which is a huge franchise. And they're coming out with Captain America. Marvel is just making a mint on
all these
I'm
waiting for
Kirby
Thor.
Brands. Thor's coming out too pretty quick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have all that to look forward to after the Harry Potter franchise is done. Because I know such a big Harry Potter fan you are.
Well, yeah, I do like the Harry.
And didn't you go out with a little lightning bolt on your forehead during Halloween?
Yes, I did. I already had the glasses.
Oh, jeez. You just got your Hogwarts robe?
Yeah, and then I had to make a little wand and stuff. I was, going around, Expelliarmus! Expelliarmus!
What's wrong with you? Okay, dead air. Go to a commercial, Mark. That was pretty good.
All right, I can't talk.
What's wrong with you? Oh, my gosh. That was pretty funny. Hey, but so what did you guys... So this is bad radio. Such bad radio.
All right. So,
let's introduce our guest.
let's calm down for a second. We need to calm down for a second.
This is so bad. Oh, that's so funny. Do that again, Fred.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community and practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. Sorry for the little unscheduled
break. Now, wait a minute. So this is a broken show. Most people out there don't know that, you know, how do the Ronstadts get their own radio show? Those guys are nuts, and they're on a radio show. Well, we get a radio show because we buy an hour of time from The Jolt. And the funny part about it is when Fred and I first started this radio show and we came up with our theme, we're like, yeah, we want to talk about all the great things that happened in Tucson and the people and the history. And then we were really, really concerned about, you know, dead air or saying something silly. And I'll never forget John Scott, who, you know, sold us the show, said, hey, you guys, if you guys just want to sit around on the air for an hour and look at each other, that's okay. It's your money. And so people just witnessed us doing that, laughing uncontrollably about your Harry Potter impersonation.
Can we do it again?
No, please, God, no. No, I was just going to ask you, what did you really go at as Halloween? I mean, I know what AJ and McCoy went as, but what did you do?
Well, we can now reveal what McCoy did because there was a secret before.
Oh, that's right.
But he was a dead prom queen.
A dead prom queen, that's right.
He was awesome. He had this slit across his neck.
Uh-huh.
It was gory and gross and blood everywhere and a white face, and he just looked awesome.
And AJ was a ninja?
A ninja assassin.
And my kids, Larry was an astronaut, and me was a cop.
Yeah, and remember that you were talking about how your whole idea of the condiment family.
Yeah, Tian and I went as salt and pepper shakers. And you know what's weird is when we were by ourselves, people would walk up and just go, why do you have a pea on your chest? What does that mean? And the minute Tiana walked and stood next to me, we were like, oh, salt and pepper, that's cute. And that was all we got. But it was fun. It was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and it, you know, the one thing I love doing every year is, you know, walking with the boys, walking down the street. You know, watching them come in and out of the houses. They have a huge pack of friends that they all get together. And then all the other kids around the neighborhood. It's just fun seeing all that kind of activity.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. So let's get on to our guest today.
Because the last 7 minutes, 6 minutes of the program of this part of the show, we are going to be talking about the All Souls procession.
That's right. That's right. And our guest, Fonda Isley. How are you doing, Fonda?
Great.
Great.
And she just had to suffer through all this.
I know. She.
I'm recovering.
Sorry about that. That was probably the people that thought that was the funniest were Fred and I. Everybody else was like, what's wrong with those guys?
It's a sibling thing.
I think it is. I really do. So tell us about the All Souls Procession.
The All Souls Procession. This is our 21st year. It's an event here in Tucson that came about in 1990. A woman named Sue Johnson, who's an artist who's still here in Tucson, her father passed away, and she and about 30 of her friends decided they were interested in the Day of the Dead, being in this part of the country, and they decided to kind of do their take on a Day of the Dead procession honoring her father. So they spent some time and came up with some costumes and some puppets and some things loosely based on that tradition and walked down Fourth Avenue and had the first procession. And they loved it so much that they kept on doing it. And eventually it grew from the 30 people that it was the first year to we're expecting close to 30,000.
Wow.
This year.
Now, let's back up a second, because we always jump right in and tell us what. But for people out there listening to us that don't know what the Day of the Dead is, give us the overview of what that is, and then we'll probably have to go into the break, and we'll get back with all the rest of the good stuff. But tell us what that is.
Well, the actual Day of the Dead is a tradition that comes out of Mexico, and being involved with the All Souls procession, I've learned a lot more about the Day of the Dead, which I should have known from my Catholic roots. But it's what happened really was when the Catholics came into South America and deep into Mexico, there were already a lot of Mayan and Aztec traditions this time of the year about rebirth and death. And those cultures, it was very interesting. They saved their skulls and skeletons. Some tribes, it was kind of a trophy. Others would save their ancestors' skulls from what they can tell as kind of a tribute. So as you probably know, that the church tended to latch on to customs when they went to different places around the world. So since there was already an All Saints Day in the Catholic tradition, they somehow kind of melded in, my understanding is, and came up with the All Souls Day, which is celebrated as Day of the Dead in Mexico and in most of South America. So down here in southern Arizona and New Mexico and a lot of the states down in the Southwest have a real strong tradition where the families still go into the cemeteries. They have big dinners at their homes. They bring a lot of things with them. Maybe if the deceased person loved tamales and tequila, they'll have a little tamales and tequila at the cemetery. And it's a very nice tradition. I know my family from France kind of didn't understand it when I tried to explain it, because
I think a lot of people, when they come to Tucson and they see this happening, they're like, what is this all about? I mean, it's not something you see everywhere.
It's not at all. And our event came out of that tradition, but we try to make sure that we represent ourselves. We're very non-denominational, and we're open to any way people want to honor their ancestors. But of course, being here, a lot of people use this as kind of their Day of the Dead celebration, which is fantastic.
Right. That's great. And so 21 years ago, started out a mom and pop to what it is today.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Now, is that 30,000 that you expect actual participants in the procession, or is it spectators as well?
It's hard to say because the line's really blurred on who's what. We never know who's going to participate until we get there and see who shows up. The police told me last year that at the finale area, they estimated there were about 22,000. And a lot of people don't even realize to follow the parade to the finale. So at the meeting with the police and fire last week, they told us they thought there'd be about 30,000 people in the entire event.
That's unbelievable. I mean, now what do you mean they don't know to follow you to the...
Well, the procession itself starts on 4th Avenue and University in front of the Epic Cafe and goes down 4th Avenue and through downtown, and then we end at a site where the finale is. So as the procession goes down the street, when it ends, the spectators fall in and follow it and become part of the procession and end up at the finale.
And the finale is what, at the TCC?
No, the finale has been at the Franklin Docks, which is Stone and Tool. This year we've expanded the area, and it's including the lot where the Outback nightclub used to be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it got a lot bigger. So it's all that space that's right now parking lots and empty space.
Wow.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot more about the procession on the other side of the hour, or on the other side of the news break. So hold on tight and start thinking about your loved ones who are no longer with us, and we'll see you right after the news.
I'll trade my horse's saddle, cow punching, I'll resign. If only Miss Molly will tell me that she's mine. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
CNN Radio Special Report. I'm Stan Case. Results are pouring in a few hours we'll know who controls Congress for the next 2 years. Republicans hope to take both the House and Senate. So far, they've gained 2 seats in the Senate. CNN is now projecting Republican John Bozeman will defeat incumbent Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas. And in Indiana, Dan Coats is the projected winner of the seat vacated by Democrat Evan Bayh. CNN projects South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint will be reelected to the Senate.
We're beginning the process of restoring the Republican Party, of re-earning the trust of the American people, and showing the whole world. In fact, we're going to rediscover America itself.
Still undecided, Majority Leader Harry Reid's tough race in Nevada against Republican Sharon Angle. On the House side, Republicans expect to win big, but CNN is projecting Democrat John Carney will take the vacant House seat in Delaware. It had been held by Republicans. This is a CNN Radio special report.
Say you're a runner with a bum knee and you need surgery, but it's kind of complicated due to an old injury, so you want a doctor who's done this before.
That's where United Healthcare comes in. We're 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. Big numbers, but those numbers are what give us the information to help you find the right doctor, the right treatment.
Hey, you can't have great legs if you don't have good knees.
We're United Healthcare, and that's health in numbers. Learn more at healthinnumbers.com.
There's no guarantee you'll ever have a single-digit handicap. No guarantee you'll approve of your daughter's fiancé. In a world where guarantees are in short supply, thankfully there's Assured Guarantee. With municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of your principal and interest is guaranteed. Assured Guarantee is the global leader in bond insurance, with the financial strength and risk management skills to stand behind every bond we insure. Talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
Roy, thank you.
Welcome back to The Fred and Jeff Show. And for those of you who missed the experience that we had a little bit earlier with the nitrous oxide leak in the studio, go to fredandjeff.com later on this evening. The show will be podcast. We'll also have links to the Procession of the Dead and
Tucson Comic Con.
And while I'm loading the show tonight, I will be enjoying a cigar. And I might even be enjoying a cigar of the week. So Big Mike from the Tinderbox, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
How you doing, Mike?
Well, I'm doing well.
Good, good. What do you got for us today?
Today we got another cigar from Eddie Ortega. It's just like the previous week, the EO brand company. And the cigar is called the Murcielago.
Murcielago?
Yeah, which actually is, in Spanish, it's the word for bat. And the logo on the box has this little black bat. Kind of looks like Batman.
Cool.
Yeah, cool little cigar. It's box press cigar. It has the wrapper is a Mexican Maduro wrapper from San Andreas Valley. The binder is also from Mexico, and the filler is Nicaraguan. The cigar is manufactured in Nicaragua at the Don Pepin Garcia factory.
Ooh, Don Pepin Garcia, good stuff.
Good, really, really good stuff. Comes in four sizes. It's got a little peppery start in the beginning, but most of Don Pepin cigars do. Mellows out quickly, got a lot of complex flavors, my favorite kind of cigar. It's a medium to full-bodied smoke, and when I smoke it and taste it, I'm getting lots of cocoa, almost on the verge of dark, bitter chocolate.
Nice.
In a good way. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes,
real
I think
tasty
will,
smoke.
I think I will be smoking that tonight.
Yeah. Now, Mike, what does box press mean?
Well, typically when they... after they get the filler and they bunch it together and they put the binder wrap, the binder around it, they put it in these presses or molds that are like tubes, like cylinders. And back in the day, and I mean like back in the real day, and the rollers actually used to sit on the presses, but now they've got several machines that'll press these molds down and hold them there for a while. And then after they come out of the presses, they put the final wrapper on the cigar and then trim it all off. Box pressed is typically, the cigar is not round. It's actually squared off because they put it in a box and it, you know, gives it almost perfect right angles on the sides instead of being cylindrical.
Cool.
Just a different style, doesn't change the taste whatsoever. It's just a different look.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, if people wanted to come pick up the Cigar of the Week, where they had to?
As always, it's buy three, get one free, and we are located at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And if they want to call us, please do at 747-4807.
Awesome, and we're going to be over at the Tinderbox next Tuesday doing the Fred and Jeff Show live at 5350 East Broadway.
Yeah, the Williams Center. Hey, Mike, is the PETA Jungle open yet?
No, they're still working on it.
Ooh, that's a good place to eat.
But I see TEP trucks there, so maybe something soon. But they're doing a lot of construction in the back.
All right.
So,
you're going to have PETA Jungle on one side and the Monkey Burger on the other, so you are dialed in.
It's going to be just crazy.
All right, Mike. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to be talking the Day of the Dead in a minute. We're going to take our final break of the show, and when we come back, it'll all be about the dead.
You're scaring me, Fred. I think we got Mark there. You ready, Mark?
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my intrepid brother, Jeff.
That's right, Fred. I am intrepid.
You are intrepid. And we're talking Day of the Dead.
That's right. So, Fonda, during the break, we were talking about tons of stuff, but really, tell us about the All Souls procession when they get to the end. What happens when you get to the end of the procession?
The end is fantastic. There's a huge finale, and if you've ever attended the procession, the beginning of the procession, there's an 8-foot-tall steel urn that's covered in fabric, and it's pulled on a cart, and it leads the procession. And as it goes down the parade route, people put remembrances into the urn. Hopefully it's something paper, like a note or a poem. We have prayer forms on our website where people can fill in things. A lot of people put photos in.
In front of what's that website?
It's allsoulsprocession.org.
Okay.
And then when we get to the end, traditionally the urn is put up on a crane and we burn the urn. This year we have a huge surprise, which I can't really divulge, but the finale is going to be a little bit different. We have a new structure that's going to be incorporated that's pretty wonderful. And again, this year we will have fire performers. We'll have aerial acrobats. We'll have this year the music is going to be a local group called InSphere that's recently been signed to some kind of major recording contract.
Great.
And they're doing a piece in conjunction with the taiko drummers from Odaiko Sonora. So I've heard the piece and it's completely amazing.
You mean you heard them practicing?
Yes, I've been to the practice, and it every year we mix it up. We've had bagpipes, we had seven pipers one year, we've had the gamelan orchestra one year. We try to do something really diverse each year with the music and the finale, and this year is going to really be amazing.
So the first time you guys did this, or the first time they did this 21 years ago, it was a small procession.
Sure.
Ended with not much fanfare.
Sure, yeah.
How has it grown from that to what you're doing today? Something that 30,000 people will attend.
That's a mystery to us. It's grown exponentially the last 7 or 8 years. It grew to a few hundred people and stayed that way for a while. And originally it was on Day of the Dead, and eventually it became too much of a problem to be the same weekend as Halloween. And we made the decision with the people we work with at the police and fire department to have it a week later and always have it a Sunday evening, so we don't have as much
It'll keep a lot of people away?
Well, it keeps the revelry on 4th Avenue from all the college bars, so kind of it takes that out of the mix.
So there's not a lot of college kids that attend this?
Oh, sure, there are, but, you know, really we're paying tribute to our ancestors, so... Right. It's not like we want an
entire... It's not like a fraternity party.
Yeah, no. And right. And that was kind of somewhat getting in the mix. So by moving it to Sunday and moving it away from Halloween, we fixed that.
So you figure about 6 years ago is when it kind of exploded?
Yeah, I've been involved. I mean, I've been been in the procession. I've never actually seen it. The first year I went, I was in it about 10 or 11 years ago. And it was getting pretty big then. In the last few years, it's just amazing because now I'm not in it or seeing it. I'm working at the finale, and I'm generally up on a crane or the stage or somewhere at a vantage point working with the performers. And at some point I look out and realize there's tens of thousands of people out there, and it's pretty overwhelming.
So who starts the procession?
The urn. A man named Two Feathers, who owns the Epic Cafe, pulls the urn every year on a cart, and there's a group of people that are part of the finale, the spirit group, and they're all in costume. This year, the color, we kind of have a color theme every year. This year, the color's blue that they'll be in, and the stilt walkers, and they lead off the procession. People just jump in wherever they want. We do meet ahead of time with the major musical groups like the Seven Pipers and Batoukache and some of the groups that we know are going to be big and loud so that they're spaced out evenly and so that they don't kind of drown each other out going down the road.
Okay, now you kind of lost me again. So it starts at Epic Cafe, ends up at Tool, at the Tool Docks.
Yes.
And all along the way, their band set up playing.
No, they're in the procession.
They're in the procession. They're marching down the street with everybody else playing.
Right.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's amazing.
There's tons of, we never know who'll show up. I mean, there's groups that get together. The first few years I was in the procession, I was with a group of dancers and Arabic drummers, and we organized our own thing, and that is still going. I mean, the last year that I was in it, we had 40 participants just in our little group that we did on our own, and we would show up with our drummers and dancers and jump in where we thought we could.
And any musical group in Tucson is welcome to do that, or any musical group anywhere is allowed to jump in?
Yeah, we have a lot. I mean, every year we get press coverage all over the world. We get contacted from... Last year, I had people 6 months ahead of time from Europe and England emailing me asking, can we get a hotel? Where should we stay? Where should we eat? People come from all over the world.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's pretty amazing.
And this year, where are the farthest participants coming from?
I have no idea until I get there. I mean, we never know. And a lot of times we don't know for months or years, but somebody will send us something they found in a newspaper somewhere. And
they show up and
they
play. That's a phenomenal cultural event. It's amazing.
It's pretty great.
So have you ever seen the procession?
I have never, ever stood on the sidewalk and watched it. Never seen it.
Where would be the best place to stand and watch the, like maybe as they're going underneath the...
Going under the 4th Avenue underpass is a big, that's a primo spot for a lot of people. And being in the procession, it's really hard to keep people moving because they want to stop under there and just make noise and run
it's
around.
So loud
it's a lot of fun being down there. But there are a lot of people. We start gathering about 5 and the actual procession starts at 6. And I know a group of women who go down about 4 o'clock so they can be right where they want to be next to the underpass. Because I guess the underpass spots go quick.
Oh, yeah. And this will be the second year that the underpass has been open as it is, where the trolley can go through.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of space down there.
Yeah.
Do you guys get the road closed down?
Oh, yeah. All the roads are closed.
So it's closed from 4th Avenue south.
4th Avenue south, and then we come out and kind of go down Congress and kind of around. We go around Club Congress, Hotel Congress, down onto Congress, down to Stone, and then back north on Stone, just past the library to... up near Toole.
That's outstanding. I've never been. I mean, I know.
What?
Of all
what?
The year, you know, we're natives. Cool. Have you been, Fred?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you participated in it?
No, I was always
a spectator.
I was a spectator.
Have you taken the boys down there?
When they were really young.
I think we may do that this weekend.
How
long does it take?
A great time.
How long does it take when it starts? So if we camped out right there by the bridge, sure. How long would it take from start to finish? Like an hour and a half?
Well, the parade starts, the procession kicks off around 6, and the finale is always over long before 10. People are always telling us, we were there all night. I think it's just the spectacle, but generally we're done around 9, maybe 9:15, because the procession, it isn't that long of a walk, and then the people fill in. A lot of the main floats come up. In years past, they came across the Franklin docks, and then the actual performance at the end is usually about 20 minutes long.
Okay, so...
Because actually, walking from University Boulevard...
University and 4th, yeah.
I mean, that's maybe a half hour. Then you tack on some more time because of the the size of the crowd and stuff. But it's not that long
at all.
It's
probably a little over a mile from start to finish, isn't it?
Yeah,
maybe.
Something like that. It's not that long of a walk.
I don't think maybe a half mile. it's not that long.
And so we want to remind our listeners, we're talking to Fonda Isley. And you are with the...
I am on the board of Minnie Mouse One Stomach, and we're the actual nonprofit that pays for and organizes the All Souls Procession.
And so how do you pay for this thing? If you've got police and fire and...
Oh, yeah.
Are you paying bands?
Shut down the streets, have barricades?
Yeah, I mean, there's how much is this going to cost you guys?
Minnie Mouse, as a nonprofit, we have no paid employees. We have nobody getting paid other than people that need to get paid, crane operators, police, fire, barricades. We have to obviously rent some sound and light equipment. There's some operators there that we have to bring in and pay. But we are so great at being as frugal as possible, and it still costs us, at least this year, we're projecting $60,000 to $70,000 hard cost.
Wow. Wow, wow.
And
how does a nonprofit...
Well, I was going to ask you guys if you had your checkbooks.
We've been known to give a dollar or two away, but yeah.
Actually, if everybody who came to the procession gave us a couple dollars, literally a couple dollars, we'd be fine every year.
You pass the hat?
We actually have, speaking of hats, we have a couple bicycle taxis that for that night, they're equipped with we have giant top hats. And they drive around with the top hats or where you make your donations. We just started that last year at the last minute, and it was pretty successful. We think this year we've done a lot of work trying to get the word out about it, and we're hoping to at least double that. But we survive on small donations from a lot of small businesses. Mm-hmm. We don't have a major sponsor. And then just from people like myself, my friends and family just know to hand me some money because
to help out.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, we have just this, there's four of us that are on the organizing board, and you know, right now there's hundreds of people. Really, right now at this very minute, there's probably at least 100 people in town working on something to do with the procession.
That's great.
I left a metal shop where they were welding up part of the props to come here, and I know there's some costumes being made in another warehouse that where I spoke to some people today, and masks being made. So
my wife is from Tampa. Mm-hmm. And in Tampa, they have this huge parade. It's kind of like their rendition of Mardi Gras. It's called Gasparilla Days.
Oh, sure.
And so when the pirate Gasparilla sailed into Tampa Bay, plundered Tampa, they have this huge multiple day event. You know, there's floats, there's bands. The business community comes out and embraces it because it brings so much into the community. And that sounds a lot like what this is turning into.
Yeah, it's amazing because we've been under everybody's radar. I mean, I'm amazed at how many people have never heard of it, and it's such a big event. And the last couple of years, we've really tried to educate the community. It's a catch-22 because we're not out there looking for corporate sponsors because we are honoring our ancestors. And Nadia, who's one of the other organizers, the creative director of the whole event, put it best. She said, "I wouldn't want to see a corporate banner at my grandmother's funeral."
Yeah, see, that's
so
a good point.
It's you know, we're hoping that people love it as much as we do, and we find a way every year. I mean, you know, we're nowhere near the money we need right now, but we find a way. And the people from Flam Chen, who are our technical director, Paul Weir and Nadia Hagen from Flam Chen, our artistic director, really go out of their way. I mean, to do whatever they can do, and they've helped us greatly by putting on shows. They're an international phenomenon. They live right here in Tucson.
Flam Chen.
Sure.
And now tell our listeners who Flam Chen is.
Flam Chen is a pyrotechnic group of performers, modern circus. They actually are part of a group that run a children's circus camp here every summer that's phenomenally successful here in Tucson. And they travel all over the world doing amazing spectacle, but you know, like a lot of people in their hometown, they're kind of underground.
Right,
but
right.
They will go out there and do extra shows if we need the money, and we do fundraisers throughout the year. We had a great sideshow fundraiser over at the Hut about a month ago, and it was one of our most successful nightclub fundraisers to date. We also have a couple of other events. The day before, we have the Procession of Little Angels at Armory Park, which is designed for children, because we kept hearing from people that their small children were just overwhelmed.
Right. Well, so, with 30,000 people.
Sure, and a lot of skeletons.
A lot of skeletons, yeah, scary
yeah,
things.
Absolutely.
So the Procession of Little Angels, we have workshops where the kids make cardboard wings, and they make lanterns out of little water bottles and glow sticks, and they do their own little parade.
And when is this?
It's Saturday at 3 o'clock at Armory Park.
Okay.
And we also have an altar vigil there where anybody who wants to build an altar to their loved ones can come and set up their homemade altars, and that's going on at the same time. Also, Saturday night, we have another thing. We do an All Souls photo competition and exhibition, and we get entries from all over the world. We had 100+ entries this year, and they chose the top 25 to put in a show, and that will be Saturday night, and it's at Photo Smith Studio, which is the old 6th and 6th Tucson Warehouse transfer where Benjamin Plumbing is.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely.
It's on the other side of that building. So that's going on Saturday night. So, and then, you know, we have people in the community show up and do fundraisers for us, small dinner parties, different things. So there's a lot of activities going on surrounding the procession.
Well, that's fantastic. The Little Angels thing sounds like it's a great, great event for the kids.
It's great. And the people at Stories That Soar, which is involved with the school system here, a great nonprofit group, they've become very involved. And it's a great thing because we have it set up so that parents can interact with their children, and they can take that opportunity to address ancestors or death
and
or
dying, right,
grieving with their kids however they see fit. And a couple of years ago, I mean, there's been kids who done little altars to a grasshopper or their pet dog or cat. Or, I mean, there's just some really great stuff.
That's great. That's great. So you got events Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And those start what time?
The photo show is, I believe, 7 to 10. It's at allsoulsprocession.org. The children's event, the Procession of Little Angels, it starts at 3 o'clock, and then the actual little parade is right around dusk, usually about 6 o'clock. And
so they get about 3 hours to get in, make their
little outfits. And there's all kinds of activities going on. There's kids from the circus camp who can stilt and spin poi, which is the fire spinning, but the kids are spinning glow sticks, of course, and
darn it,
and things like that. So there's some of the kids there entertaining, and it's really fun.
So you really do have a lot of people in the community that are supporting this. I mean, you've mentioned the Hut and Epic Cafe and all these guys that are out there supporting.
Let's give a shameless plug for all the sponsors. I mean, these people support this project, and I know that they're all on your website. But
yeah, absolutely. And a lot of businesses along 4th Avenue, which are listed on our website. I mean, the Epic Cafe has been there for us forever. This year also, after the actual procession, the Dance of the Dead takes place at the Rialto Theater.
No, this is Sunday, right?
It's a Sunday night, and it's Calexico performing, who are big favorites here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
And last year, they did this same show, and it was filmed as part of a movie that's being made with them. So we'll have the Dance of the Dead is going again, and it's going to kick off around 9. As soon as they know the finale's over, then things get going over at the Rialto as well.
That's great. So lots and lots of fun things to do downtown. Again, it seems to be one of the themes of this show as we've talked over the months, where people say, gosh, you know, there's nothing to do in town this weekend. There's nothing to do downtown. There's nothing here. There's nothing there. And then we talk about an event like this, and it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing.
There's just so much to do. All the groups that are involved with us are near or in downtown, and there's events all the time, like Batuka, Sheo, Daiko, Sonora, Flamchen, are all housed in a place, Rhythm Industries, where the circus camp is. And we have events all year round, and a lot of them lead up to the All Souls procession over there. So, yeah, I'm one of those people that could talk for days about how much is going on in town, especially downtown in the arts, because it's people come for this event and they're just like, wow, I wish I could live in Tucson. It's amazing arts community. And then so many people who live here don't even
they don't know.
Well, yeah, you're living, you know, you live and you don't pay attention to a lot of the things around you. You figure you got to go somewhere else to get the arts when it's happening right underneath your nose.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing. Well, good for you guys. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thanks for having me on the show. This
absolutely.
We have a couple minutes left, but we just remind people that the event is this Sunday.
Let's start
the whole weekend.
Right. So Saturday is the photo contest.
Photo contest Saturday night, Procession of Little Angels from 3 to about sunset at Armory Park. And then the actual procession, people gather about 5. It kicks off at 6 p.m. in front of the Epic Cafe.
And Epic Cafe is where?
University and 4th Avenue.
Okay.
And then follow it to the finale, and then at the end of the night at the Rialto is the Dance of the Dead.
And it costs you nothing to participate.
And yeah, the procession costs nothing, the Parade of Little Angels costs nothing, the photo exhibit costs nothing, but we hope you will donate.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are going to be some big top hats rolling around.
Top hats. If you can't find a top hat, just find me.
You take checks, cash.
I'll take whatever.
You'll be carrying around one of those wireless Visa cards.
Yeah,
good
I gotta
you.
Get one of those.
Yeah, you do.
That's a good idea.
Well, Fonda, thanks a bunch. Good luck this weekend. And thanks for being one of the people that does things that make Tucson a great place to live.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll see y'all next week. Right, Fred?
Absolutely. Good evening, Tucson.
Desde el hoyo hasta la sequía. De la sequía hasta el río.
Local talk at its best.
Real talk to what this is.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.